Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Factionalism in ZANU-PF has moved a gear up despite fresh attempts by President Robert Mugabe to reduce rising political tensions ahead of the party's crucial elective congress in December.
President Mugabe is no longer firmly in charge of his party, ZANU-PF. The factions in ZANU-PF have reached a point that they no longer care what President Mugabe says.
The Zimbabwe Teachers Association calls on parents to chip in if their children are to get a quality education as the government struggles to provide tools needed by teachers as the third term begins tomorrow.
Yes, we understand that the parents have got challenges, but my encouragement is that there will always be challenges. Why not then approach the responsible authorities of the schools and make arrangements?
And journalists and civil society campaigners are today paying tribute to human rights advocate and veteran journalist Thomas Debe, who died of apparent heart attack early yesterday.
Factionalism in ZANU-PF has moved a gear up despite fresh attempts by President Robert Mugabe to try and reduce rising political tensions in the party. After a marathon 10-hour Politburo meeting last week, Mr. Mugabe called for a moratorium on the suspension of party members in the provinces, in particular Harare and Mashonaland West. The party is also struggling to finalize its rules for contesting for posts ahead of the December elective congress. But reports yesterday showed the suspension of party members continued. The ZANU-PF Mashonaland West Provincial Executive has suspended its Secretary for Information and Publicity, Christopher Muchangwa, and Urungwe North MP Ruben Maurumahoko for failing to attend committee meetings consistently. A number of executive members in the province were also suspended.
Muchangwa told Studio 7 the suspension was a non-event. Party Chairman Simon Kayamoyo has been tasked with bringing normalcy to the party structures, now divided between those said to be backing Vice President Joyce Mujuru and those supporting Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. Mujuru and Mnangagwa have consistently denied being factional leaders. Some ZANU-PF insiders say Kayamoyo cannot resolve the factional fights as he is accused of backing Mujuru. Efforts to get a comment from Kayamoyo and party spokesman Rugari Kumbo were futile, as they were said to be in a meeting. But independent political analyst Blessing Bava tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Mr. Mugabe is fast losing grip.
I think what is now clear in ZANU-PF is that President Mugabe is no longer firmly in charge of his party, ZANU-PF. The factions in ZANU-PF have reached a point that they no longer care what President Mugabe says. All they are now interested in is strategically positioning themselves to make sure that they become the dominant faction after Robert Mugabe has left.
But some analysts are saying Mr. Mugabe is the one who is actually encouraging this friction so that he will maintain power.
Well, it's still debatable. Of course, one might say that the more he makes sure that they are divided, the more that he confuses people and the more that he continues to be in power. But what is now clear, I think, from the reports that we have been reading, even the outbreaks in the Politburo, the accusations in the Politburo, it clearly shows that President Mugabe is no longer in charge. Long ago, we used not to hear such reports of, these debates, these accusations in the Politburo, these insults in the Politburo, and also the rate at which information is leaking in ZANU-PF, especially those closed meetings, the Politburo meetings, are a clear indication that President Mugabe has lost that same control of his political party.
Independent political analyst Blessing Vava speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Tomorrow in our political series, we will be talking to Professor Love Momaduku, the leader of the opposition National Constitutional Assembly, about his party and the state of the nation.
Well, I think the Chinese trip was not meant to do anything. It was meant to divert attention from the fact that they are failing. What they want to do is to hope to gain another year of people expecting some return from the Chinese trip. At the end of a year from now, I think they will organize another trip, perhaps to Korea, or going back to China to now say, yeah, we are reaching, we are almost there, etc. So So it's not, we do not expect. The Chinese have been in this country for quite a long time, and they're not fools. All they want is to exploit the resources here. So most of the investment has, as you know, been in with our minerals. They've been doing mining in Siazua, mining everywhere, and so on. They are not paying our people well, as you know, and so forth. So the Chinese trip is not going to be the solution at all.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Blessing Zulu's exclusive interview with NCA leader Professor Lovemore Maduku.